This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, we're seeing some cooler and wetter conditions moving into the inland northwest, but this is nothing compared to the early October blizzard that the northern plains had to endure 5 years ago. Heavy rain followed by 3 to 5 feet of snow and wind gusts to 70 miles per hour paralyzed parts of Montana, South Dakota, and Wyoming, and killed at least 30,000 cattle. Earlier this week, I talked with Dave Olilla, who is a regional extension specialist for South Dakota State University, and also ranches 50 miles northeast of Rapid City. I asked Dave to give some recollections about the storm.
It was one of those anomalies that I hope we don't ever relive. The big thing is that caused the biggest trouble is the time of year. Most people at that time of year still have cow-calf pairs out on grass.
I asked Dave what his most vivid memory is of the storm.
And just seeing these lines, you know, those animals just died and expired as they fell. And you would just see those herds of cows and calves strung out along those open prairies.
This storm certainly left a legacy.
It's certainly a reminder, and when it comes around to this time of year, folks do start thinking about where their livestock is.
My thanks to Dave Olilla for sharing his experience on the 5-year anniversary of the South Dakota blizzard. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.